Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Tom Hanks is in a new movie that comes out on Christmas Day. He plays an aging Civil War vet named Jefferson Kidd who travels around Texas reading newspaper stories to audiences hungry for news of the world. Kidd encounters a 10-year-old girl named Cicada along the way. Cicada is white, though she'd been kidnapped by the Kiowa tribe 6 years earlier and raised as one of their own. U.S. soldiers have killed her Kiowa family, so Cicada is left alone, and Kidd decides to take her back to her only living relatives. On their dangerous journey, the two form a bond, which starts by learning each other's language.
See that bird? Bird.
Bird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
News of the World is based on the book by Paulette Giles and is directed by Paul Greengrass. He's known for directing the Jason Bourne films, as well as docudramas like Captain Phillips, and he joins me now. Paul, welcome. Great to speak with you.
And you. Very nice to be here.
Yeah, so, you know, this film, it's not a spy thriller, and it's not based on real events like some of your other movies. What was it like to make a Western? Was that a big change?
It was, actually. I was looking to do something else. I mean, you know, I think if you're a filmmaker, you have to kind of try new things. And there was just something about the story of this lonely newsreader. You know, he's lost everything. But the act of reading the news, the act of storytelling is a healing thing. That, and it connects people, you know, and that's what he's doing. And then, of course, he meets the mysterious young girl in the woods. And essentially, the journey they go on, I mean, ostensibly it's to take her back to her surviving family, but really it's a journey in search of where to belong in a divided world. And I thought, well, that's really about now.
Yeah, that point you're making about the divided times that we live in, I think is important. And so I think we should also look at the era that this film is set in. It's Texas during Reconstruction. The Civil War is just recently over, so the campaign against indigenous people can now begin in full force. The railroad is about to come through, which, of course, as we know, will change the American West.
Yep.
How did the period of this film resonate with you?
In all those ways, the sense of bitter division, the shadow of loss and grief, which I think we all are going through now, the sense that technology is going to transform our world, as I think, I don't know about you, but I feel that very strongly. I mean, just on the level of vaccines alone.
You know, I was thinking you're making a Western in 2020 or thereabouts, and that's got to be different. You know, you have to be sensitive to the way that indigenous people are portrayed in film now.
Yes.
How did you navigate that?
The way I navigated was to see this story for what it is. It's the story of these two characters, the lonely newsreader and the little girl who was kidnapped when she was a child and brought up by the Kiowa tribe as if she were their own. I'm not representing the Kiowa tribe or anything like that. Though that said, you know, the first thing I did was reach out, and we had extensive help from the elders of the Kiowa tribe, and in those scenes where they are depicted, they are members of the Kiowa tribe.
Well, Paul Greengrass, let's hear a little bit more from the film here. In this scene, because you're right, it is about other things. In fact, it's about a man named Captain Kidd, who is a newsreader and is a Civil War veteran. And here he is in this scene reading the news for a group of people who work for a murderous boss in Erath, Texas. And it's obvious that Kidd is trying to get those workers to rise up against their boss. Let's listen.
I'm here to tell you about the 11 men who lived.
Yeah.
Who survived that fire. The 11 men who fought back against their deadly fate.
Yes. Yes.
Thought I told you to read from the Erath, Pat.
Well, see, Mr. Farley, I was wondering if folks might prefer some storytelling from places outside of Erath.
Well, I'll tell you what, anybody who is a fan of Tom Hanks is going to love this film. You've worked with him before. What does he bring to a film now at this stage in his career?
Well, everything in a way, you know, because in the end, when you make a film, that relationship filmmaker with the leading actor, you carry the load ultimately on your shoulders together, the two of you. And it often feels like you're walking through sort of a dense forest in a fog at night with a small flashlight, and you're trying to find the way, and it becomes an endless process of shining your torch. Is it that way? Or maybe it's this way, you know, and you're you have 10,000 conversations during the making of the film to try and get to the right place. And there's no doubtier comrade that you could have in that journey, nor more experienced a person could you have. But I agree. Look, I think it's one of his very best performances.
Well, the performance is very strong. You're right. But the challenge you face, or the tough thing I think you face, is that it's opening in theaters at this really terrible time for movie going. Yeah, the film has, you know, beautiful vistas. It seems to be crying out to be seen in a theater, but it's tough. People aren't going to theaters now. Does that hurt in a way that this film won't
yes,
be
it does.
Seen?
It does. It does hurt a lot. Yes. I mean, look, it's creatively disappointing / devastating because people aren't going to see it on the big screen as it was made to be seen, with all that beautiful cinematography from Darius Wolski and those beautiful performances on a big screen. But I think we do gain something that in a way is beyond that, and that is making a statement of faith in the movies. If we believe that things will come back, and I do believe it, that they will come back, and I believe people will be in theatres in the summer, we have to act as we believe. Light a tiny beacon in a dark night and say the dawn will come.
Well, and it doesn't take away from the act of creating the film. Writer, director Paul Greengrass, the new film is News of the World. It will be released on Christmas Day. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you. Really good to be with you.